Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. As always, I thank you all for the love and support because it's truly been a blessing. Today's episode is called Undoing to Become. And in a couple weeks, we'll mark the 1 year anniversary of Stephanie's death. And the other day, I was getting some things together, and I have this box that is Stephanie's box with all her cards, the cards from everyone, some journals, and her obituary, of course. I was in there searching for some things, and I saw her obituary, and just sat on the bed and decided to just read it. And in that moment, I broke down and I cried. And I'm not even sure how long I cried for, but I think that was the first time that I really, really mourned my child. And I just sat there and begin to thank God, you know, for, you know, allowing me to have her for 34 years. And although, you know, this is not my way, of course, I would rather that my baby be here with me, I still, you know, in everything give thanks. Because God did afford me 34 years. And I don't think it ever gets easy. It doesn't get any easier. But I felt that this was something that I don't know if I was suppressing it, but I had to grieve her. So hopefully I can be able to go to her gravesite with her kids and, you know, put flowers on her grave. I miss her a lot. And yeah, I miss my baby. I miss her a whole lot. And I wish things were different. You know, just to get one more hug with her, just to hear her voice in real time, you know. But anyway, you know, God, I thank you because, again, you gave me 34 years. And, you know, just equip me with what I need to bring her girls up and their future. Because, you know, I know that even in my current state, I know that God is very much holding on to me and affording me the wisdom and the knowledge to go on day after day. And it's not easy. You know, and when I was thinking about, you know, my next episode, what I was going to name it, and the currently where I'm at, you know, this season of isolation, so to speak, with me and God, having to trust God in everything. And I have let some things kind of get the best of me. Has taken me to a sunken place, and I have struggled with depression really, really bad, and you know, there's a part of me that, you know, wants to make people kind of really understand, you know, my state of mind or how I feel, you know, because some days I'm okay and some days I'm not. And I really have been, you know, praying and, you know, pushing myself through, you know, those days when I can hardly get out of bed. I don't want to do anything. I just want God to just fix it. And a couple weeks ago, you know, sometimes the pain, you know, from the loss of the relationship, I just hate the way things turned out. And, you know, if anyone has been following my story, you know, I suffered the three losses back to back to back to back. And I wanted to, you know, I couldn't get the job back. I couldn't get Stephanie back. So, you know, I tried to hold on to the relationship, knowing that it was killing me. But I was trying to hold on because in my mind, I didn't want to lose another person or anything else. But, you know, God allowed some things to transpire and to happen. And although it hurt, the more I think about it, I know that there is some undoing that needs to happen in my life, and in order to become the person that God is making Cheryl to be. So there is some undoing that needs to take place. And I am working on some undoing, giving up my way for God's way, increasing my faith, having a closer walk with God. And, I often tell you guys that I am very much the I'll figure it out type person. Even if I get on my knees and pray and supposedly give it to God, I'm going to get up. And excuse me, I'm going to get up and I'm going to figure it out. And, I must say that God has been very, very quiet, which is frustrating to me because when you're going through and nothing's happening, you're praying and you're not getting any answers and nothing's happening. And, it's like God said, Cheryl, do this. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm gonna do this. And I'm preparing to do what God asks. And then I'm, okay, God, so what next? After this, where do I go from here? And he hasn't told me anything. And I'm like, okay, God, you're telling me to do something, and I'm gonna be obedient and I'm gonna do this. But I need to know the next. And, I feel quite simply that God is saying, do the first step. And once you do that, when you actually do that, then I'll tell you what's next. And, sometimes we want the answers, right away. And, I realize that I haven't always been obedient to God. I often do things without consulting God and start this project or date this person and then ask God to bless it after the fact. And, I stated a couple episodes ago that, most of the times God just want us to invite him into our situation, not do what we want and then ask him to bless it. So it's been a year since I lost my job, and so much has happened. And right now, I feel stuck. I feel stagnant. I feel like I'm running in place. And I feel like nothing's happening for me. And, I feel like I do and I do. And, I think I'm believing. I think I'm trusting. But, I feel like God is, he's still quiet. So it further makes me feel like, what next? Like, what am I supposed to do? I don't want to feel lost. I don't want to feel like, I don't want to be, I don't want to go backwards. As in, I don't want to mess up this time. I want to get what God has for me. I want to follow his instructions to the T. And I know that my biggest problem, again, is just taking my hands off of it and allowing God to do what he needs to do. Because, of course, he never, ever needed my help. And only thing God has asked me to do was trust him. And God, you know, I never have been a small dreamer about anything, you know, whatever it was. I've never been the type to dream small. And when I say that my dreams scare me, they scare me because, you know, how I'm going to get this done. But, you know, I set out to do some things, and then someone told me that the reason that it's not working for you is because God said that it's too big, and I gave you the vision and the dream, but I'm going to do this so that when people see you, they see me. And they told me that the vision and the dream that I had, what God has in mind, is even bigger. So I have to, again, do a lot of undoing to become. And because this is, you know, I realize now that, you know, this isn't all about Cheryl. What I dream, but what God have in mind is not only for me, but it's for generations to come. And, you know, I always, you know, I'm a giver by nature. I get that from my mom. And I always, you know, I call myself a broke philanthropist. But, you know, that's one of my big things that, you know, I want to be a philanthropist. I want to be able to, you know, help young mothers with children and you know, be able to just sow into people, you know, where, you know, a need has to be met. I want to be able to do that and not worry about, you know, the money or, you know, anything. And, you know, that's the way I've always been. And I thank God for, you know, having a good heart, you know, because things happen in life that can make you not want to be that person. And I've been there plenty of times. But I thank God that anything that was meant to destroy me or break my character or undermine me, you know, it never made me want to be stingy or not help somebody in need. And so, again, I'm taking the undoing, everything that Cheryl thought was the way to get it done. I'm relearning, reshaping, repositioning myself so that God can get his glory and that I can be in the place where God can really use me. And, you know, it's been, I've had some dark days, you know, where I just wanted God to just take the pain away. And I was like, God, I'm tired of hurting. You know, I'm tired of feeling the way I feel because I'm hurting from the relationship and, you know, other things. And I'm like, God, I just, like, just take the hurt away, and then I can get through everything else. I can survive everything else. Just take the hurt away. And I'm still hurting. And, you know, sometimes the pain is a bit much. And if I'm not, you know, if I don't, when the pain comes, you know, I know now that when the pain comes for me, that I have to go into prayer mode because it takes me to a dark place and I don't like it. And, you know, I said before, if the devil can't take you out, he tries to wear you out. Excuse me. And I know that he's been trying to take me out. But he knows that he can't kill me because he knows who I belong to. And, you know, I was watching a movie one day, and the guy said to the young lady, he said, "You are the leading lady in your life. So why are you playing the supporting actress role?" And I thought about that the other day. And sometimes you have to stop and remember who you are. And then after remembering who you are, remember whose you are. And I, you know, through all of this, you know, I know that in order for me to be able to stand before I can really, really stand, I'm going to have to be on my knees a whole lot, going to God to help me, you know, get through this, because, you know, I'm in transition. I'm evolving, and evolving involves eliminating some things, because you can't do things the old way and get new results. So you've got to change your perspective, change the way you think about what you're going through. And I'm grateful again to have a praying mother. You know, I know it's not good, but, you know, I shut down, I become withdrawn, and a lot, because I'm trying to figure it out. And I know that if what I'm going through is hard on me, I know it's hard on the people that I keep calling and saying the same thing over and over. And, you know, I know they don't mind, but I didn't want to keep putting that weight on them. And I read something the other day that said God will give you victory on the same ground that you were defeated on. And he is. You know, even on my bad days, I remind myself that I am committed to my healing. And I know that, you know, when they say the healing hurts worse than the trauma, it's the truth. And I also know that I can easily just put a bandage on it and act as if nothing's happened. But that's not the reality. The reality is I've experienced some traumas. And what I have realized is that some old traumas have came up from the past, you know. And I'm like, okay, while I'm healing, let's get all of this healed. Let's work on all of this trauma, everything that's unhealed. God, let's bring this to the surface and let's clean this up once and for all, because I cannot go through this again. It is heavy emotionally, mentally, and physically, and spiritually. And not healing comes with a cost that I'm not willing to pay. I've paid enough, and I just want to be able to look in the mirror and recognize Cheryl again. I want to be able to love on me and just be whole again. And, you know, the state that, you know, my body has gone into because the weight loss, and, you know, last week I lost like 10 pounds. It doesn't take long. And I noticed the other day that I think that I sometimes forget to eat because my body doesn't say, You know, I don't get the hunger pangs. It doesn't say I'm hungry. So then I have to wonder whether I ate or not. I have to think about it. But, you know, now and I've started, you know, just intentionally, you know, making sure, you know, that I put something in my stomach, you know, whatever I can eat, you know, I just try. And I'm okay with the undoing, because what I'm becoming is so much better. The me that I'm becoming not only will enable me to really hear God, but it will enable me to help somebody else. And I often say, you know, it may not feel good, but it's working for your good. And God never leaves you, brings you through the flood to leave you in the puddle. And I very, very, very much feel like I'm in the flood. And there are 7 days in the week. And I probably cry 6 days out of those seven. And that's okay. It is what it is right now. And, you know, I make no apologies for where I'm at, because this is just where I'm at. And, you know, and it's teaching me to trust God. Like, really, really trust God. And to have faith in whatever it looks like. You know, without having a job, God, I trust you. It's just me and you, God. I trust you. And I just, you know, a lot of times when you're going through something and depression or whatever it is, and you're taking care of your family, you know, your children, grandchildren, or whatever it may be, you know, you think that you want to, you know, I want to get better, you know, for the kids. I want to, you know, but I, you know, I told God that, no, I want me. I want to get better for Cheryl. I want to be able to carry the weight of the blessing that you have coming my way. And I can't do that in my current state. And God, whatever, you know, I gotta go through, I know you're with me. Take me through it. If I gotta cry. But remind me often that you will never leave me nor forsake me. And that you're right there holding me when I want to fall, wiping my tears after I cry, picking me up when I stumble. Just never taking your hands off of me. And God, I thank you. Because in the undoing of Cheryl, I will become who God needs for me to be and walk into my purpose. And you know, I asked God for a few things, you know, between me and God. And I said, God, this is what I want. But if it's not what you want for me, then okay. And I am really, again, committed to my healing. Because I think I've been in this sad space for a year and a half now. And I just am ready to undo again, to become what God would have me to be. Thank you for joining Surviving Grief. Have a wonderful week ahead. Until next time, thank you.